Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow.
Just flows off the tongue.
Our movie kid, you heard his name. It's Patrick Foley.
Yay! Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Going into school late today?
Yes, thankfully.
What are you missing to be here to give your unbelievable movie reviews to the city of St. Louis? What are you missing?
Church.
Church?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you'll miss?
Unfortunately, yes. Meaning I wish I missed more stuff.
I got it. So,
thanks for breaking that down for us, Patrick.
So, Patrick, you are how old?
11.
11. For anyone that hasn't heard Patrick before and doing his movie reviews, this year you're in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Fifth grade was a tough year for me, Patrick. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I realized school, not my thing.
It's really nobody's thing.
Well, there are.
That's not true. I don't know if you've met Jen Myers or not. She's a big fan of school.
Yep.
Okay, so Patrick, we haven't talked to you since you've been back in school. How are things going?
Yeah. Ups and downs.
Ups and downs? Mm-hmm. What are the ups?
Friends, probably, and that's it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Favorites?
And teachers. Teachers.
Yes.
Teachers.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're in church, so it doesn't matter. Okay. Favorite subject out of all the least favorite subjects?
Probably social studies.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what about least? What's the toughest for you?
Math,
yeah. Mm. You either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. I saw this meme. It goes, when Dwight on The Office goes, "This is a stupid activity. I'd be ashamed to be even good at it." Everybody in math class who's not good at math.
Yes. I like that Patrick's giving us some Office lines.
I know. Right. I love it. Yeah. As Dwight said, I think you really need to work on your writing this year because you're a very funny kid. And if you can channel that onto paper, you have a good career in front of you. As a low-paying writer. Maybe look for a different
What do you
career.
Think of that, Patrick?
If nothing works out, maybe.
That's your last that's resort.
What's supposed to work out?
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
Big Hollywood actor, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been in any plays at school? Or
we don't really have those.
You don't?
No.
Not the budget old Queen of Peace?
No.
Don't you have like one musical a year?
Really?
No?
What about...
Well, you do now.
No. Yeah, we need to get him in the Muni.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's easy.
We'll make some calls.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lance actually knows some people.
Yeah, right, right.
Healthy strings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you dance?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. He doesn't know yet. Mm. He's never been asked to.
Kid to Muni kid. I love it.
I'll give you an eight count or two, and we'll see if you can pull it off. I do want to, before we get into the movie that you're reviewing, what movie did you want to see this past weekend that your mother and father said no?
Chapter 2 and maybe the new Hustlers movie, just because Jennifer Lopez getting Oscar buzz.
Totally. That's the only reason.
That's it.
Hustlers, because of Jennifer Lopez.
I use that with my parents a lot. Oscar buzz.
Also,
this Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue has Oscar buzz.
To be fair, I was not interested in that movie until they said Oscar buzz, Jennifer Lopez, and then I wanted to check it out.
Yeah, me either, but then...
Yes, I know.
And maybe the new It Chapter 2, but they said I'd probably wet myself and never see my bed again.
He'd probably wet himself and never sleep in his bed again.
Okay, so Tim, go ahead and give us a rundown.
Yeah, so Patrick's movie this week is called The Goldfinch. Not doing great at the box office. Little setup. It doesn't feel like much of a pick-me-up. It's about a 13-year-old New York boy named Theo Decker. His life is turned upside down when his mother is killed in a terrorist attack at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. He's at the museum, and in all the craziness, he decides to steal a painting, and then later he's taken in by a wealthy Upper East Side family. There's a lot going on there, Patrick. Break it down for us.
It's It's what every 11-year-old sees.
It is.
Yes.
It's definitely not a make you feel well, want to go dance in the streets movie.
Like Footloose.
Yeah. Right. I thought that the kids did a good job. I thought the adult Theo did a good job for what he was given, this sad, depressed kid.
Yeah.
Like, he has nothing to live for.
So there's a flash forward. We see them at the beginning, and he's a child, and then we see him as an adult for part of the movie.
It goes back and forth. Like, okay. Adult kid. I thought that Finn Wolfhard,
from Stranger Things?
Yes. I thought he did a really good job as a young kid named Boris with a Russian accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was super depressing.
Yeah.
What's the Goldfinch? Is that the name of the painting?
Yes.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like this priceless painting that everybody loves.
Why did you want to see it?
I thought it looked very interesting.
Okay. And are you a fan of the guy in it?
Ansel Elgort?
Yeah.
I've never seen any of his movies.
You didn't see that one that everybody loved?
Baby Driver?
I wanted to see that. My parents said no.
The Fault in Our Stars?
Wasn't Baby Driver wasn't
great. I never saw Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, okay, so you don't know anything, you don't care about him, you just like the story.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about what you think of it. What is your rating? How much is it losing?
They say 50 million.
50 million.
Whoa.
Does it surprise you that it's not resonating with audiences? I mean, it's heavy.
It doesn't really surprise me. Like, critics hated basketball, but audiences kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was beautifully filmed. Like the way I thought the cast did a good job. Nicole Kidman did a great job.
Oh, Nicole Kidman's in it?
Yeah, she plays the wealthy mom.
Does she have Oscar buzz?
No. Nobody's who has Oscar buzz.
Do you have a favorite Nicole Kidman role?
Mm-mm. I haven't seen her enough things.
Gotcha.
But actually, no, Aquaman.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's like the only movie of hers I've seen besides this.
But you know who she is.
Right. Yes.
You're very aware of her. Okay, so out of five, what are we doing today?
We're doing finches.
What, like a bird noise?
Oh, no, you'll hear.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so how many out of five do you give The Goldfinch?
I did like it, but I'd probably give it 3.
I love finches. I love finches. I love finches.
There you go, Patrick Foley.
Thanks, Patrick.
Our movie kid. We'll see you maybe for Rambo upcoming.
Yes.
And what's the other one?
Hustlers.
No, it's Mom and Dad. I'm not going to let him see Hustlers.
It's Patrick Foley, the movie kid. Patrick Foley, the movie kid.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.